Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
Welcome into today's episode. I've got a great one for you guys on why you need to be putting out more content this year. A lot of people have reasons and excuses for why they don't put out content. They want to. They want that acknowledgement. They want that exposure. They want that ability to make an impact and a difference in people's lives or in their industry. And yet, there are a few reasons that hold most people back. And we're going to dig into those today. So one, you can overcome those things. And two, you can get connected to the real reasons and the real impact you can have with the content that you put out. Now, if you are new to the show or if you're an existing listener of the show and we haven't connected yet, be sure to text me at 844-447-1555. It's been really awesome connecting with so many of you guys who have listened to the show, topics you guys want to hear, questions that you guys want answered. And if you haven't gone over to go.millionairemindcast.com yet and entered our free monthly giveaway, which is $1,100 in prizes given away to one listener each and every month, all you got to do is go over to go.millionairemindcast.com and enter a question, and you are automatically entered into winning those $1,100 in prizes. You can also text me at 844-447-1555. That's a great way that I've been able to engage in, interact, and go back and forth with so many of you guys. So really fun having that opportunity. Be sure to do that. Let's dig in to today's episode and continue this march to a million and beyond right after this quick message. Hey guys, if you are someone who considers themselves a high achiever, but you often find yourself really busy, while those important tasks get procrastinated on or pushed off, then the Rich Life Planner is the perfect productivity tool for you. This planner was specifically designed to help you plan out your top goals, to build better habits, and to track your progress and growth all in one place. If you are ready to unlock new levels of success in 2020, head over to therichlifestore.com and grab yours today. So if you were like me, I was one of these individuals a few years ago where I really wanted to put out more content. I wanted to get more exposure. I wanted to have more impact, more opportunity. But every time I went to go and create content, I either one, overcomplicated it, two, talked myself out of it, three, had some reason or excuse of why I couldn't or shouldn't do it. And there's really a couple main reasons why most people don't put out content. Number one is this idea of being an imposter, the imposter syndrome. Like, who am I to go out here and instruct people on how to do this or to think this way or to act or feel this way? Maybe you don't feel like you're an authority yet, or you don't have the resume or the results that you desire yet. And that's totally okay, but it shouldn't be something that prevents you from starting, right? And we're going to talk about how you can do that and why you should be doing that. Another reason why is a lot of people don't like the way they sound or the way they look or whatever it may be, right? Many different reasons why we don't create content. The last one, and really if you just boil it down, all of these are under this umbrella. It's fear. It's fear of being judged. It's fear of failure. It's fear of, what if I put this out there and I get one view or one like, or I get one of those keyboard warriors or trolls that wants to talk shit and, you know, I'm gonna get my feelings hurt or whatever it may be. But when it comes down to the root of that, all of this and why we don't take action on a lot of things, it's always coming back to fear. So let me shift gears real quick on you and talk about why you need to be putting out content this year and allow the power and the outcome and the impact and influence you're going to have be the reason why you go and start taking action and doing more content this year. Number one is consistent content establishes you as an authority and credibility. I'm sure you've We've all seen those people where you're like, who the heck is this person putting out this content? Why do they think they're in a position or in a place that they can do this? And then all of a sudden they keep doing it day in and day out, and 2 years go by and all of a sudden their Instagram or Facebook has grown a couple hundred thousand or 10,000, and they have this now established brand and this authority. Well, that consistency over time, when done day in and day out, people buy into that, right? Consistent content helps brands establish themselves as thought leaders in their industry. So when I started talking about flipping houses over and over and over again, and the regularity of that content was getting put out into the universe, in the world, enough people started buying into the fact that Matt, myself, was an authority on real estate investing and flipping and wholesaling houses, right? So the more consistency, the more you build that credibility. And also, the longer you produce content, the more you are legitimized as a business, as a real brand. So every day you don't do that, you're just prolonging where you want to get and how you want to be seen as an individual or as a business brand. Number two is, by doing that consistently, it builds that brand awareness. So the more they see your brand, the more opportunity you have to build trust with them, the more opportunity you have to add value to them, the more opportunity you have through that consistency and that brand awareness to close those gaps, right? We've all seen those companies or those businesses or those brands where you're like, who is that? And I'll use an example. You know, when I'm sending out a lot of direct mail pieces as a real estate investor, the more people see my logo and message coming in each and every month, 12 months out of the year, versus that one company that just does it once or twice and doesn't get the response they want, who do you think is going to have built more awareness and trust with that individual by doing it consistently? Right. I often get told when people call me back, hey, yeah, you were, you know, kind of annoying, and the fact that you consistently kept reaching out to me, it was just a timing thing. I started to learn a little bit more about you and what you do. And you know what? That was ultimately the reason why, is because I felt more connected to your brand. And I was more aware of who you were because of the frequency that you were sending me content, right? And this really parlays into number three. By doing consistent brand awareness and content and establishing yourself as an authority through that consistency and building that credibility, there is one thing that I love about content, and this is my personal approach to creating content, is when I'm looking at someone's content, of course, I'm judging them and I'm judging their brand and I'm judging how they do what they do. And that's okay. You got to be okay with the fact that when you're putting out content, people are going to judge you. But here's what it does. It humanizes you. People want to know that you're real. People want to know what you stand for. People want to know what you think, why you think it, how you do what you do. What are you doing? They want to know that you're like them, and those are the people that are going to be attracted to you, your brand, your business, your opportunities, your product, your message. And it will also repel the people away from you. And that's okay, right? By you putting out that content, it humanizes you and it allows people to know what you stand for. So by not doing that, you're not giving people an opportunity to connect with you, to meet with you, to align with your brand or your vision or your mission or your views. And as content gets put out more and more and more, it gives you more of that opportunity to show that you are authentic and that you are real, and that if someone feels connected to that content, it gives them that opportunity to bridge that gap. And that's all you want. You just want to invite them into your ecosystem, and content is the bridge that allows that to happen. Number four is, putting out content gives you the opportunity to engage and get to know your audience more, to get that instant feedback. So the more engagement you have, the more opportunity you have to, one, connect with your audience, right? And learn more about them, what they want, what they struggle with, what they love that you do, what they don't like, what you can help them with, right? And then two, the more engagement that you are getting through your audience and through your content, the more reach that you're going to have. The algorithm, through consistent content, through engagement on that content, is going to see your content as valuable, and it's going to want to organically push it out to more people. So the more people who see your content, the more reach that you have through that engagement, right? The more impact you can have to connect with the people that you want to impact. The more income you can generate by having that engagement, the more influence you can create in your space or with your message by having that audience. If you're not putting that content out, you're not giving yourself an opportunity to meet those people, to connect with those people, and to get that engagement. Last, number five, and my favorite, I'm just going to be straight up about this, is it generates leads for you and it creates true life-changing relationships. I mean, these, I've connected with people through my content on, so, and don't get me wrong, I've had some people hurt my feelings, all right? I'm a human being at the end of the day, and I would be lying if I said that some of the shit people say online doesn't get under my skin or hurt my feelings. But over time, you just desensitize yourself to it because you're there to serve the people through your content that you're there to serve. Not the people that are hating on you, not the people that are the keyboard warriors, not the people that are trying to tear you down. You have to have rhino skin. One of my first mentors told me, like, if you're going to go out and achieve the things that you're talking about achieving, you have to have rhino skin. Rhino skin is impenetrable. You have to go and be willing to take the spears and keep on running. Because as you put out more content, you got to know that as your attention grows, right? The haters are going to grow. The judgment's going to grow. And as long as you're there to serve and you're not there to, oh, look at me, right? And you're not wrapped up in how your image is, but it truly is from a place of service in your content, you can be okay with the people that love it. And you can also be okay with the people that hate it. So coming back to number five on how your content is a way for you to generate leads and that it lives on forever and content is scalable, right? Once you create one piece, you could break that one piece of content up into 20, 30, 40 micro pieces of content, and it will live out in the universe forever. You don't have to re-say it over and over again. You can just redirect somebody over to that. It is scalable. It is indestructible, right? And that is one way that gives you the ability to capture more leads and to cast a net for creating other life-changing relationships. I mean, you never know who is going to see your content. I've connected with people from all around the world now. I've connected with professional athletes. Some of them are my clients now. Some of them have invested in deals with me. I would have never had those opportunities if I didn't have content going out. I've met some of my now best friends by having content out because they felt connected to me. Or vice versa. I reach out to other people that I see their content. I'm like, man, what that guy or what that woman said hit me. I align with that. I want to know more about this individual. I want to know how I can add value to them. I want to know how I can get into their world, right? I mean, I've had experiences. I had a guy a couple years ago who worked in the White House set up a White House West Wing trip for me and a couple buddies that I had never met before, but because he felt I added value to his life, I changed some things of how he was thinking, some actions he was doing, and some results that he got through those changes, he felt like he was indebted to me. I was like, man, no, like I'm so grateful that I had that opportunity, but that is the power that creating content can have in your life. I've gotten coaching clients from it. I just locked up a 16 property portfolio in San Antonio, Texas, because of somebody who saw my content and wanted me to connect with another individual who had this opportunity. My hotel deal that I bought up in Lake Tahoe came from the brand and the content that I've put out and created online. So don't underestimate the power and the life-changing results that can happen. But here's the thing. we get in our head all the time. And just so you guys know, I put out more and more content than I ever have this year. And guess what? There are days that all of the things that I said in the beginning of this episode prevent me from taking action and putting out content. Okay, so I struggle with this stuff every single day as well. And yet, going back to these top five reasons and how they can change your life and make your experience and your impact here while you're on this earth as big and as great and as amazing and as rich as you possibly can make it, content, especially in the world that we now live in today, is going to be a big piece of that. And I want each and every one of you to have that opportunity. Think about this. Earth is, at least what we know scientifically, 4.5 billion years old. If you're lucky, you know, you're 50 or 75 or 100 years on this earth, in the 4.5 billion year timeline, you're just a speck of dust. I'm a speck of dust. So why not make this the most legendary experience that we can have? Why not make this the most impactful experience we can create? Why not go out there and aim for some of the biggest things that we want to aim for and create and capture? And content is going to be a way for you to go out and do those things. Make your time here count instead of being concerned about what people might say about you or think about you or whatever reasons we create. And I'm saying this to myself over and over and over again right now because that is what is inspiring me to go out there and put this content. Man, if you think about this, like you and I, we're a fart in the wind. We come and go really, really quickly in this big timeline. So why not go out and make it something majestic, something legendary? Create something that will live on. Content is something that allows you to live on forever and makes you immortal. It's amazing. Again, I get it. And yet, you have to push through these things. So if you are going to create some content this year, here's some things that I think you should keep in mind. There's a lot of content that's being created right now that is just straight crap. People are glorifying and romanticizing and pushing out and giving attention to content that is absolute garbage. And trust me, I get it. I'm all about, you know, I understand. I used to watch a lot of crap TV and shit that was entertaining. But think about what kind of content you want to put out there, how it's going to represent you, who's going to see it, if it is most aligned with the legacy you want to leave behind. You got to think about those things. And don't get me wrong, if you want to go do some of those other things, more power to you. I get it. But stay aligned with who you are. Be you. Don't try and be somebody else like so many others are trying to be right now. Don't try and go and duplicate something else if that is not who you are. Also, talk about what you know. There's so much content out there nowadays and so many books and so many podcasts that people think because they read it or they heard it, all of a sudden, now they're Tony Robbins. All of a sudden, now they're Warren Buffett. All of a sudden, they're this expert because they read something. Talk about your experiences. Those are the stories that people are going to connect with and relate to and be impacted by, be influenced by. Be authentic. People are smart nowadays. So be very careful, because that is a quick way, by being inauthentic, to get exposed and to damage your brand and to damage your opportunities and to damage what kind of impact you can have. Number three is talk to them, not at them. No one likes being told what to do. Come from a place of service and value instead of status. Like you're better than, right? Meet them where they're at. Talk to them. And the last thing that I would say is, and this is something that I struggled with in the beginning, is capture versus create. Yes, you can kind of script out things and you can plan things depending on what kind of content you're creating, but people just want to know and have a window into what you're doing, what you're thinking. So capture those things instead of trying to create them and have them be planned out or inauthentic. People, I have noticed, resonate more with the content that is natural, it's organic, it's just things that we're capturing instead of things that we are planning out and creating. Hopefully this was valuable for you guys today. If all I do is inspire one person to put out more content this year and it changes the game for you, the course of your business, your income, some of the relationships you have, this podcast was a winner for me today. I'll leave you with this. Get out of your head, get into your heart, and serve the people you were meant to serve. Cheers, my friends. Well, that wraps up this week's Friday Food for Thought. Hopefully you enjoyed that episode and got some massive value from it. And if you did, be sure to share it with somebody else who needs to hear this today. Continue sharing that love, that value with others. And if you have any questions that you want me to answer or topics or guests that you want me to bring on or discuss on future shows, you can head over to go.millionairemindcast.com and submit those. And by doing that, you also get entered into a monthly giveaway of over $1,100 in prizes. We pick one listener of the show each and every month to win that $1,100 in prizes. So you can enter that by going over to go.millionairemindcast.com. And if we haven't personally connected yet, be sure to text me at 844-447-1555. I love connecting with all the listeners of the show. It's been amazing getting to have conversations with each and every one of you and hear what your goals are and what big things you guys are up to. So if we haven't had a chance to connect yet, I want to connect with you. So text me at 844-447-1555. And last, be sure to head over to therichlifeacademy.com to check out all the amazing free and paid products that we offer to our Millionaire Mindcast family. If you haven't checked those out yet, from one-on-one coaching with me to courses to free content to events, we have all types of valuable tools and resources to help you on your wealth building journey wherever you may be at that point right now. So be sure to check out all of those and text me if you have any questions at 844-447-1555. If you're truly serious about taking your life, your business, your wealth, your health to the next level, then getting involved in our community and getting in proximity to others just like you who are taking massive action, who are supporting each other, who are challenging each other, who are sharing resources with each other. If you want to accelerate getting to where you know you're gonna end up, then don't wait. Come and check out all that we have to offer today, and you can learn more over at therichlifeacademy.com. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.